Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is the minister. Remember on yesterday, Brother Bradshaw gave us our words of encouragement in lieu of Brother Patrick Methlock. So today is no surprise. Our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Methlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves that quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Methlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every single day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, not only for sharing this forum with me daily, but also working with me with the schedule. For those that are on Facebook, here's my badge. I'm where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Not that you were overly concerned about that, but we were able to be blessed to possibly be a blessing to those who were here as we talked about conflict resolution within families and how churches can be an integral part of that. So we were really excited to be able to deliver that to the Florida State Lectureship faithful here on yesterday. So we're thankful and blessed for that, and we're looking forward to getting back, leaving the 112 degree index, that heat index that's forecast here for Miami, and getting back to Michigan, where I think things are calmer and cooler. Thank you if you're on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Thank you if you are also listening on Facebook Live. Proverbs 12 and 10 says, a righteous man has regard for the life of his animal, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. I share that because I was able recently to be able to an article. I wrote an article on behalf of the Matters magazine. I'm also sharing that same article in our version of House to House, Heart to Heart, that's going to go out. So I think that may go out in the month of October, I'm being told, or maybe late September. You know, they kind of have their mailing schedule a little varied. But we're looking to be able to share that. So if you get that, if you're here in Southgate and you go to our church, or if you read the Monthly Matters, you'll be able to read it. But since I know the lion's share of individuals won't be able to do that, I thought I would just share it and read it on today, and I'm hoping that it can be a blessing to you. Here's how it starts. And many of you know Harmony is my dog. She's a 6-year-old pit bull that we've had for the last 3 years. And so she's really been a blessing to our lives. And you'll just see just how, for me personally, as you listen to the article. Once upon a now, there was a dog named Harmony. I, her owner, love Harmony. Harmony loves me. We walk together every day. The two of us are together, but not as equals. Harmony knows who the boss is, even though she does not always act like it. Harmony is not missing, like those dogs from the posters. In fact, she helps me find Jesus. As you read the rest of this article, try to make the desired application by replacing me as the owner with Jesus and Harmony with yourself. Every morning, I stir Harmony up so that we can take our walk together. Each morning, I attach a leash to her neck, a covenant yoke that acknowledges me as the leader and her as a willing, delightful follower. But it is my walk, not hers. She needs to follow me as I go and stay and sit when I stop. She knows not to get ahead of me or to fall behind me. She knows not to pull and not to stray. Harmony is helping me to walk better with my master. We walk at consistent times, between 2 and 5 miles each day. We walk across parking lots, up roads, across intersections, and through fields. Harmony has learned that she does not need to protect me. I am here to protect her from the elements, from other dogs, from inconsiderate humans, too close for comfort automobiles, and the like. I have trained her that my yoke is easy. She understands it is better to follow my commands than those of other masters. I lead her every step of the way. I take her on my walks because she needs me to do so. I don't need her to walk with me. She needs to do her business. Always number one and number two, almost. And I am always there, patiently, politely, faithfully, dutifully, to deal with her, well, you know, smelly business. Sometimes she needs to go outside and do her business off schedule. She knows who to come to for this. If she is not helped timely, she may be forced to do something outside our covenant rules inside the house. Harmony helps me to understand a God who is patient and loving and consistent on a daily basis. Harmony will occasionally come up to me and start licking my leg, my arm, or my hand. I, as our owner and master, know the difference in her saliva signal, so to speak. Most times when she licks, she's demonstrating homage and reverence. Such licking is like her way of acknowledging my power, my protection, my position in comparison to hers. The worship words in the Greek that Jesus uses no less than 8 times in John 4, 21 through 24 for worship and worshipers are derivative of this exact lick the hand behavior. Jesus said to her, the woman at the well, as many of you know, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain or in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship in spirit, the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is a spirit. And they and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. I keep her fed, protected, medicated, and safe," as I go back to Harmony now. "So each lick I've learned to welcome now and not repel from as a key aspect of Harmony's adoration of me." The above text that I just read reads, "For such the Father seeks to be his worshipers." Harmony helps us to worship better the God we serve. But Harmony did not take to all of this organically. She learned her obedience through trial and training, by her choices and, in some instances, my chastisements. Commands that are consistent, thorough, and unchanging, meant for her good, safety, and security, is something even a dog like Harmony can identify and follow. She knows that in order to please the master, she must follow my commands. Sit means sit. Stay means stay. That does not mean that Harmony does not occasionally go astray. She is a dog, not a sheep. She has moments when she is not the best of listeners and does not follow commands as she should. But during those times, Harmony does not receive the flip-off sign from her master. She is reminded of her need to respond and obey to my commands, Her disobedience does not prompt me to abdicate my position in the covenant and determine to which extent she may need to be punished. Harmony can help us to be better at keeping our covenant with God. Harmony helps me with my walk. Harmony helps me with my witness. Harmony helps me with my worship. Harmony helps me with my way. Because harmony is not missing. I am not lost. Thank you, Harmony. Thank you. I'm not sure how many of you were able to answer my question on the Facebook end of this, where I asked you guys to kind of give me what the names of some of your dogs. Well, you didn't do it because some of you did, but I'll just say to you, whether it's Bentley or Kiwi or Kale or Peggy or Marshmallow, those pet names that you guys are sharing, as well as some of the ones that some of you on Blog Talk may have, those pets can be a blessing because they can teach us a lot about the master and the follower and how we need to be better at our worship and our walk. Let us pray. Father Heaven, thank you for yet another opportunity to be able to deliver a devotion on today and to be able to have been able to maybe be a blessing to people here in Miami on today. And Father, just allow it so that as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, that we have one singular goal each and every day, and that is to give you the glory and the honor. We're thankful for those who've been able to receive your traveling grace to be able to make it here in Miami. And for me and others that may be leaving today and in the next few days, please allow us to be able to make it back to our destination safely and find everything in order as we return home. Be with everybody that's on the call. Be with everybody that's on Facebook and be with those that may be able to watch this later on the archival feed, as well as those that may choose to go to the Blog Talk radio site and listen to this online. Just know that you continue to bless us to be a blessing. And we're so thankful that in your word, you had Paul share with us, for me to live as Christ and for us to die would be our gain. Continue to bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray.